Oh, good. Yeah, I've done similar things, although last couple of times I put a radio in the car, I just popped a hole in the trunk and put the antenna through, so that's what I'm using right now, and the last car was the same way. I just decided, well, if I'm going to drive the car for X amount of years and X amount of thousands of miles, I may as well just put an antenna on it. So anyhow, but yeah, I'm curious if you put an SWR meter on there just to see if the SWR is happy. Oftentimes, if the SWR is okay, adding grounding and ground plane stuff usually helps. And if the SWR is not okay, sometimes adding that stuff will help bring the SWR down a little bit. I'm sure you're aware of that.